Nolte, Public Sides with Trump on Limiting Birthright Citizenship. By John Nolte on February 12, 2025. According to the latest numbers from one of America's most consistently accurate pollsters, a majority of the public sides with President Trump on the issue of limiting birthright citizenship. Rasmussen Report surveyed 1,196 likely voters on February 6, 9, and 10, and found majority support to finally put an end to how birthright citizenship is currently defined, which is that if you are born on United States soil, you are automatically an American citizen. This stupid and suicidal constitutional interpretation allows the children of non-citizens, including those whose parents are in our country illegally, to win American citizenship for that child simply because they happen to be born here. In fact, this stupid and suicidal interpretation of the Constitution has created something called birthright tourism, where people from all over the world time their trips to America to ensure their child is born here. For obvious reasons, Trump wants to end this nonsense and signed an executive order to that effect on his first day in office last month. It will now make its way through the courts, which was almost certainly Trump's intent all along. The good news is that the people are with him. When asked, "Do you support or oppose the United States changing its current practice of granting U.S. citizenship to births to tourists and other foreign visitors?" 51% said they supported the change, while 47% said they opposed it. This includes 54% of Black American and 53% of Hispanic support. When asked, "Do you support or oppose limiting automatic birthright citizenship to births where at least one parent is a U.S. citizen or legal permanent resident?" a wide majority of 56% said they support this change, compared to only 45% who said they would oppose it. This includes 61% of Black voters and 50% of Hispanic support. When asked, "Do you support or oppose the United States changing its current practice of granting U.S. citizenship to births to illegal immigrants who were released into the United States between 2021 and 2025? A plurality of 44% said they support the change, while 43% said they do not. This includes 57% of Black voters who support the change, although 50% of Hispanics oppose the change. Once again, Trump is winning the argument on this issue because he is on the right side of it and cannot be bullied by the regime media to shut up about it. My guess is that a whole lot of people are not even familiar with what's going on, and their reasonable attitude is, of course, people born in America should be American citizens. What they don't understand is how birthright citizenship is not only being abused by illegal aliens and tourists, but also by the Democrat Party and its affiliated NGOs, including the Catholic Church, to alter forever the culture of our country and rig the census. Once the abuse is truthfully explained, I would expect support for changing our current constitutional interpretation of birthright citizenship to increase. It's just common sense to do so. No other country in the world allows this madness. Why should we, especially when it's exploited to undermine our own people? John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.